And if you meet somebody and you want to ask about their health, what's the common way you have of asking? What's the commonest way? Somebody comes in, you say, well?
How you doing?
Okay.
How you feeling?
Okay. And if you meet a stranger, what do you say when you're introduced to him?
What might be his name or something.
Okay. And if somebody says, this is Mr. Jones, what you'd probably say?
This is Phil.
And if somebody, you know, down the store says, Mr. McGowan, I want you to meet Mr. Smith, what would you say there?
Later. Say, glad to meet you, Mr. Smith.
Okay. And if somebody has come to visit you and you enjoyed the visit, you might, when they're leaving, you might say, well, now come.
Come back when you feel like.
Okay.
Glad to have you.
Okay. Come back another time or come back
anytime you feel it.
Okay. And if you meet somebody on the 1st of January, what do you say?
First. Happy New Year.
Okay. And if you want to thank somebody, another way of saying that is, well, I much
appreciate it.
Okay. Any other way? I much
thank you.
Okay. Did you ever use obliged or obliged?
Obliged.
How'd you say
much
that?
Much obliged.
Okay. And if you're not sure whether you have time to do something or not, you say, well, I
don't have the time. I will have the time.
Okay. I have to go downtown to do
some shopping or something.
Okay. If you make a purchase, the storekeeper may take a piece of paper and what?
Wrap up
what you buy. Okay, and then when you get home with the package, you what?
Oh, take it out.
Okay. Unravel. You might say, when I got home last night, I
unravel it.
How's that?
Unravel it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if a man buys something for $3 and then he has to sell it for $2, you'd say he was selling it at a
loss.
Okay. And if you were see something in a store you'd kind of like to have, but you don't have enough money to buy it, you might say, well, I like it, but
it's too high for me. I've got to buy.
Okay. You might say, that certainly is a nice car, but I can't buy it because it's what?
Too much.
How's that?
Cost too much.
Okay. And on the 1st of the month, the bill is?
High. Due. Okay.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay the?
The church fees.
Okay. Are the lodge?
Lodge, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
The lodge. Yes.
Okay. What do you have to pay them? Yeah. Every month?
Every month, yes.
You pay what?
Say we pay 50 cents or a dollar.
Okay. And what do you call that, 50 cents or a dollar?
Dues.
Okay. And if you don't have any money, you may go to a friend and try to?
Borrow.
And if someone goes to a banker and asks for a loan and the banker feels like that he can't give it, he might say, well, I'd like to, but money is
scarce.
And talking about kids swimming in the water, when they go in, they dive if they go in like that. But what if they go in just like that? What do they call that?
We call that a belly buster.
Okay. Okay. And what about if a child puts his head on the ground, kicks his feet up, and goes over? You say he turns
a somersault.
And if somebody wanted to get across the river, he dived in and what across?
Swim across.
Okay. And you might say, well, last summer when he was here, he what?
He dived in.
And?
Swim across.
Okay. And the children like to what in the river?
Play in the river.
And they like to?
Like to swim.
Okay, you might say, I have
swimming in the river.
Okay. Do you remember back, I don't think it happens so much now, but when people, farmers particularly, used to buy things at the store along during the year, and then at the end of the year, they would go in, and when they sold the crops, they'd pay.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you remember ever that the storekeeper would give them a little gift?
Yes, ma'am.
Was there a word for that gift?
Present.
Just a present.
Present, yes, ma'am.
Okay.